Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Wednesday, January 13th.
The best one yet we got for you today, snackers.
Are we doing Flannel Wednesdays over here? You never send me the memo, Jack.
Oh, Flannel Wednesdays. Yeah, it's every Wednesday.
This actually is our best podcast yet. This is a TBOY.
It's the pancake breakfast. It's every Friday.
For our first story, Jack, what do we got over here?
A new thing from Walmart, a refrigerator that chills outside your front door.
Jack, what do you think? Most innovative thing out of Walmart in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years?
Hands across America. For our second story, the NFL needs kids and Nickelodeon needs some attention.
The NFL on Nickelodeon, the perfect marriage of convenience.
For our third and final story, do you remember that Zoom's stock jumped 600% in 2020?
Jack, I remember it like it was May. Now it's lost, you know, about half of its value, almost half its value.
But before we hit those three fantastic stories, the boldest New Year's resolution we've ever seen.
Okay, so some people cut carbs. Some people add a little mindfulness.
I've been meditating with the Calm app every morning. It's going quite well, Nick.
I'm putting 2 dates in my oatmeal, not 1 date.
But others are ramping things up about 17 notches, and we're calling this New Year's resolution the calendar cleanse.
So Jack and I got this from the Shopify CEO. Turns out this guy, Canadian-German guy, erases his calendar to start the new year.
He didn't delete bagels from his 2021 diet this year.
No, he's not going to do that. He's deleting meetings. You delete all of the meetings.
Because according to the Shopify CEO, once your company's calendar is blank, then you'll reevaluate which meetings you actually need to do every week.
Jack, you know what I'm thinking over here. The 2 p.m. standing meeting on Wednesdays with Carl?
Nick, it's been the low light of Wednesday afternoon since 2017.
Jack, I don't care how many cupcakes Carol brings. It's just not a good meeting.
It may be time to shelf this meeting, Carl. I'm sorry. Let's check in 2 months and see if we actually miss it.
Snackers, look at your calendars. Maybe time to whip out the old calendar cleanse.
Oh, side note, it's probably not a good idea to cleanse your weekly meeting with your boss that he set up so that he could talk to you about your performance.
Unless, Jack, your boss is Carl.
But I bet some meetings you'll find in your calendar, they're expendable.
Give yourself more time. Eat the cupcakes from Carol. Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Walmart's most innovative move in 3 years just happened, Jack. This was it.
It's an outdoor smart cooler for anytime grocery delivery.
Now, snackers, remember, when it comes to Walmart, there is only one thing you got to remember. Tattoo this thing on a pillow. Walmart, America's largest grocery store.
Groceries, the most essential thing in the most essential businesses.
Jack, poetic. $1 out of every $4 Americans spend on groceries, that dollar is ending up at Walmart.
And 56% of Walmart sales, they're groceries.
What we're trying to say here is that they really like groceries at Walmart. That's the goal here.
But a risk to that really important, really loved part of Walmart's business is Instacart and other online food delivery companies,
which all seem to be IPOing or SPACing these days,
which is why Jack and I found it was fascinating to see what's going on down with a Walmart pilot over in Arkansas. Arkansas, the home state of Walmart, don't you ever forget it.
Doesn't do logistics, though. Temperature-controlled smart coolers with a company called Home Valet. Fancy name. That's what Walmart is whipping out.
We saw a picture of this thing. It looks like a giant mailbox had a baby with a Coleman cooler.
Yes.
And it was raised, that baby, by Casper mattresses.
Yeah, it basically looks like a confused Yeti. That's what's kind of going on here.
This giant thing sits on your porch. They can paint it the same color as your house, so it looks nice. And it is ready anytime to receive contactless delivery of your groceries that you ordered online.
Wild how this actually goes down in the wild. A Walmart delivery person shows up at your door. You don't have to be home. And then they unlock it with your smartphone. Again, you don't have to be home.
Then they open that thing up and there are three compartments with three different temperature zones to house all of your groceries until you come home to put it in the pantry.
Yeah, you stick the eggplant in the room temperature, the halibut in the chilled temperature section, and then peanut butter Jack in the frozen section.
Frozen peanut butter?
Yeah.
Never heard of that, Nick.
Okay, basically, if you freeze your peanut butter, people, it does taste like fudge. This is a life hack. This is a life style.
Today's River's birthday, and I haven't got the Ben and Jerry's doggy desserts yet. I'm gonna give her some frozen peanut butter.
I was actually talking about me. I do this every day at 4 p.m. Jack, but I think you should do it for River too.
But Nick, this Home Valet, it's the tech doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't.
Once you put the groceries in, there is a UV ray light that will disinfect all the groceries like magic. Now, Home Valet, the hardware maker here, it's a different company that makes these smart coolers. This Walmart partnership could be a game changer for it.
So here's the funny thing, Jack, and I noticed about this. Walmart used to be really into innovation.
They were super innovative, but then they all up and quit, like Daniel Day quit acting.
Perfectly put, Jack. They had a secret Long Island lab for aisle and checkout technology, and then they bought Bonobos, and then they bought Jet.com, all in the name of innovation.
That's how things were. Here's how things are going. There's no news from the lab in Long Island. We're not even sure anyone's there anymore.
True.
Bonobos is missing in action, and they shut down Jet.com.
Instead, Walmart has focused 100% of its creative engineering energy on groceries.
The most essential of the essentials.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddy over at Walmart?
We live in a subscribe or die world, and Walmart thinks that you will die to get your groceries.
Yeah, snackers, Walmart's got a new favorite child. It was born last quarter and her name, she's adorable. Her name is Walmart Plus. That's her name.
Walmart Plus, free unlimited grocery delivery subscription for $98 a year.
And that beautiful baby child, it is all about monthly recurring revenue, which investors love because subscriptions are monthly recurring revenues.
Amazon Prime is the original monthly subscription recurring revenue, and it gets you fast delivery, plus some Amazon Music, Amazon Prime Video, and some love from Alexa.
And who wouldn't want that? And that is why Amazon actually just bought a podcast company last week called Wondery.
Over at Amazon, they're thinking you'll like Prime even more if they bundle in some media treats.
But here's the thing. Walmart doesn't think you want a variety of perks to go along with your one subscription.
Walmart thinks that Walmart Plus customers want deep perks just in one category, groceries.
Yeah, Jack, you heard of same-day delivery?
I have.
You heard of two-hour delivery?
Super fast.
Well, how about 24/7 delivery that technically Walmart could be doing now that they have this Home Valet porch cooling cooler?
Best-in-class grocery convenience is how Walmart Plus thinks it can beat Amazon Prime.
For our second story, the NFL just showed its first playoff game on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon's owned by Viacom CBS, the worst corporate name we cover on Snacks Daily.
It's the worst. We hate saying that name.
But Nick, NFL and Nickelodeon is Viacom CBS's secret weapon to keeping the NFL locked up for the next 8 years.
All right, Jack, we got to quote Batman's Voldemort over here. Why so serious, NFL?
Why so serious? Chris Collinsworth, do you need a three-piece suit to report on the Giants versus the Browns.
Seriously, two is good for... By the way, what's with the Windsor knots, Jack? You need like three, you know, helpers to get those things on.
It's an arms race to have the biggest necktie like that wraps around your pecs.
It's actually just an arms race to have the biggest neck when you're an NFL commentator.
These are all true facts. So is the fact that Nickelodeon decided to come in and sprinkle some silly onto the NFL last weekend.
Jack, perfectly put. I mean, let's say you cut the cord recently, but you love the NFL, so you want to watch some games. So you Googled, hey, how do you watch NFL playoffs, Alexa?
You're literally describing what I did this past weekend. And I saw Fox, CBS, NBC, ESPN. Those are the usual suspects for NFL games. And then I saw Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. Snackers, Chicago Bears, New Orleans Saints. That was on Nick. Not Nick Jr., not Nick at Night. We're talking Nickelodeon.
When touchdowns were scored, the end zone on TV got cannoned with Nickelodeon's trademark green slime.
Is this straight out of All That? Oh, and then some 15-year-old kid got to sit behind 39-year-old Nate Burleson, who explained what the red zone was. Charming, educational.
When field goals were happening, they superimposed SpongeBob in between the goalposts.
Jack, this is just good, clean family fun.
Oh, you want more? A random hamburger was superimposed on some New Orleans Saints receiver for some random reason.
Okay, Jack, when we were jumping in snacks out, notice that apparently, I don't know if this is true because I didn't see the game like you did, someone actually, like a player cursed in the middle of the game, right?
Yes, a referee announced a penalty and a man standing nearby, a receiver, I think, he cursed. And it was a bad curse. And the referee's microphone picked it up and all the kids nationwide, they had to get earmuffs.
By the way, for all the kids listening right now, there are no good curses.
There are no good curses.
So, Jack, what are the results for our buddies over at the NFL?
Well, ViacomCBS also put the game on CBS like usual, where 30 million Americans watched.
Well, it turns out 2 million viewers, a highly respectable number, not as big, but still respectable, watched the NFL on Doug Funny's favorite home channel.
2 million people watched on Nickelodeon, and that is Nickelodeon's best program in 4 years.
Yeah, since Rocco's Modern Life. By the way, both those channels, CBS and Nickelodeon, owned by ViacomCBS.
And the NFL is year in, year out, the most premium of premium video shows.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at the NFL?
The NFL is a media business and it doesn't need cash.
No.
It needs kids.
Snackers, newspapers, sports center. How about youth and high school football programs? Add all those up and that's what made football number one in the United States. And he can pass.
But in the last 10 years, Nick, all of those things, newspapers, sports center, youth and high school football, they're all shrinking.
Shrinking.
And the NFL is not getting young kids to be fans like they have since they were created.
Honestly, Jack, the NFL is like the Harley Davidson of sports leagues right now.
They have like a young person problem.
Yeah. So with the NFL's 8-year contract ending next year, which is a big deal. It's only every 8 years, the NFL wants to maximize revenue with its next deal. That's key.
Right. Its next TV deal. After all, it delivered the top 5 most viewed programs in America last year, by far the top 5.
So here's what's so wild about this moment. For the first time in history, you're going to have like big tech companies bidding on NFL broadcast rights.
Apple TV Plus, they're interested. Amazon Prime, YouTube, they are too. It's not just Fox, CBS, and NBC that are going to pitch for this deal.
But if you're the NFL and you're essentially a media company, you realize that your future depends on convincing kids today to get off Instagram and watch some dudes horse collar other dudes.
Viacom CBS can't offer as much cash as Amazon, but they can offer kids through their Nickelodeon channel, and that might get the NFL's attention.
So just as the NFL is losing Gen Z and Generation TikTok, Nickelodeon could actually be the critical part of the solution.
This next broadcast rights deal, it's not just about money.
Change your name, CBS Viacom.
For our third and final story, Jack,
Zoom is raising $1.5 billion, selling a bunch of stock in itself after an insane run.
Nick and I have a big idea for what Zoom should do
with
that $1.5 billion of fresh cash.
So Zoom, it IPO'd back in 2019. Honestly, Jack, it was like Harry Potter living with the Dursley family. That was the situation.
I love that analogy because it didn't realize its potential. It didn't realize its power.
It's so true. Its forehead just hurt every now and then. But then over like this last spring, Zoom managed to pull off the old stock market hat trick.
$500 million in profit,
yep.
A 600% jump
check
for the stock. And it became a verb.
That's the key third one. Basically, it's like the ninth Kardashian. Now it's just famous for being famous, like your mom knows Zoom.
The problem, though, in the last 3 months, Zoom stock has lost nearly half its value.
Snacker, Zoom was up 600%, and now it has fallen 40%.
Its earnings last quarter were just great. They weren't insanely great, like the 600% stock price kind of required.
So here's the big moment for Zoom. Zoom said, you know what? We got to take advantage of being famous while we're still famous.
Since the stock price is still like really high,
it's pretty high.
It's creating brand new stock right now to sell for $1.5 billion to brand new investors.
It's basically Kylie Jenner doing an eyeshadow deal with like Sephora just after the reality show finale airs.
The shocker though, why does Zoom need $1.5 billion?
Jack and I looked into it and you know, Zoom's just not that profitable. So it could use some cash now, can't call J.G. Wentworth, so it's striking while the iron is hot.
And why did that result, Nick, in the stock price of Zoom falling?
Because it's creating some stock and that can have some consequences.
The new shares dilute the existing shares that everyone else owned.
When you're releasing new stock in yourself, you're basically adding one more buddy to get in on the pizza that you and the rest of your buddies are sharing.
If you're the four people originally in on the pizza, you're only getting a fifth of a pizza now instead of the clean quarter slice you got before.
Because Timmy just showed up. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Zoom?
I feel bad for Timmy right now.
Yeah, Timmy, he probably meant well by that. I mean, we invited him, I guess. We invited him.
Nick, we think that Zoom should use the $1.5 billion to launch a co-working space.
Brilliant.
We're calling it Z-Work.
Snackers, Zoom is the ultimate work-from-home stock, but its greatest strength is kind of its greatest vulnerability too.
You wouldn't have zoomed into Trisha's batch
No. If
you could have traveled to Nashville and been there in person instead.
You're right. You'd rather have done that one in person. You don't want to do that via Zoom.
The big question, will your company keep their expensive Zoom account post-pandemic?
Well, that's a big question. So to hedge it, Zoom could add a new business line that's actually for in-person work, not remote work.
Zoom, we think it's time to launch co-working spaces in select cities. Sorry, I meant cities. And you should call it Z-Work.
Call it Z-Work. When the risk of the virus is gone, there's going to be a whole new need for collaboration spaces, aka Z-Works.
Zoom co-working, aka Z-Work, it's for people who are working remotely but need some space sometimes, might need to collaborate in person with other remote workers, or just want to work somewhere where they can see some people.
Yeah, and Zoom, you could feature new Zoom computer monitors that you've been working on, or new Zoom conference call equipment.
That way, Zoom will win if everyone is still Zooming post-pandemic.
And we'll still kind of win if many people aren't Zooming post-pandemic.
Zoom could become a verb for efficient work, not just remote work through a video screen.
And then they could rename themselves the Z Company.
The Z Company.
Jack, can you and that flannel whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Walmart just started an Arkansas pilot for grocery delivery to a smart cooler.
All right, so Walmart is obsessed with groceries, and that is their differentiation from Amazon Prime.
For a second story, the NFL is about to get some huge cash offers for the next 8-year TV deal.
Here's the key. Only Viacom CBS, terrible name, can offer kids the NFL's next generation of fans.
For our third and final story, Zoom just raised $1.5 billion in cash. We think they should launch Z-Work, a co-working space.
Pretty easy what you do from there, Jack. You rename your CEO, Adam Zoomin. That's what you do. That's what you do.
It works on so many levels.
Works every time. Snackers, time for our snack fact of the day. This sent in by a legendary listener named Adam Tatusco from lovely Colorado.
Yesterday, we told you that the longest word you can type with just your left hand, stewardesses.
Well, Adam spent a whole lot of time on the old QWERTY keyboard and said, wait a second, I have found longer.
If you put a monkey in front of a keyboard long enough, he'll write Shakespeare, right?
Well, Adam was able to write Tessera Decades,
which is apparently longer than stewardesses. Oh, and by the way, the longest word you can write with just your right hand, falafelin.
Tessera Decades, that is 14 generations in a row. And falafelin is a monocarboxylic acid derivative of chlorophyll.
And falafelin, those F sounds you're hearing, they're not Fs. They're PHs, which are on the right side of the keyboard.
There's so many snack facts in this one. Snackers, before you go, Jack and I love being with you and we love growing snacks. So we'd love if you'd share us with a friend.
It's honestly the best way we grow, word of mouth, from you, the OG snackers.
Just ask them H-Y-H-Y-S-D.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Have you had your snacks daily?
If you know,
you know. And before we go, big congrats to Brian Chin and Virginia W. Just passed the bar, both of them over in California.
And congratulations to Lorena Venatis, who just got promoted in Marlboro, Massachusetts.
And happy birthday, Hannah Neri, 21, down in Shanghai, China.
And happy birthday to Earl Ma in Oakland, California.
And to Nicole Doan in Astoria, Queens. Get some good Greek food for us over there.
Happy birthday, Ramon Herrera in Chicago.
And by the way, Ramon actually works in logistics.
Ramon does logistics.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon. Nick owns stock of Apple and Shopify.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.